Picture this. You've been flying for 3 hours, maybe more. You survived the Fisk arrival. You rocked your wings on cue, followed the railroad tracks north, and somehow threaded your way through the most gloriously chaotic piece of airspace you have ever entered in your life. This is Ramp Check on Radio Hangar. I'm Ramp, and I want to take you right there with me. You're on final at Whitman Regional Airport. The runway is enormous. There are airplanes everywhere, on the ground, in the air, taxiing, and then you see them standing in the grass, in the heat, in the July Wisconsin sun, wearing bright yellow shirts and holding wands above their heads like they're conducting a symphony. They're waving you in, they're pointing you to your spot. They know exactly where you're going, even though you have absolutely no idea. And the moment you cut the throttle and the prop ticks to a stop, one of them appears at your wingtip with a grin that says, "Welcome to Oshkosh. You made it." Today, we are talking about the yellow shirts, the volunteer marshallers of EAA Air Venture. And I am here to tell you these are some of the most underappreciated people in all of aviation. Today's segment is brought to you by AviationSoul.com, aviation challenge coins for every step of the journey. First solo, private pilot, instrument, all the way up, mark the milestones that matter, every coin tells a story. AviationSoul.com. Now let me set the full scene, because if you have never been to AirVenture, I need you to feel the scale of what we are talking about. Whitman Regional Airport in Oshkosh, Wisconsin transforms every summer into what the Experimental Aircraft Association, or EAA, calls the world's greatest aviation celebration. For 1 week in late July, Whitman handles more aircraft operations than nearly any other airport on the planet. Total attendance routinely tops 500,000 people. Aircraft arrivals number in the tens of thousands over the course of the event.
The Federal Aviation Administration, or FAA, issues a Notice to Air Missions, a NOTAM, that runs dozens of pages just for this one event. The Oshkosh arrival procedure has its own briefing, its own radio frequencies, its own visual checkpoints, its own dedicated section in the Aeronautical Information Manual. The airspace architecture built around 1 week in Oshkosh, Wisconsin, is unlike anything else in general aviation. And at the center of it all, holding the entire machine together on the ground, are the yellow shirts. The official title is Flight Line Volunteer. There are hundreds of them working the ramp alone. Some estimates put total EAA volunteers across all departments at 10,000 or more, and a significant chunk of those are the ones you see on the flight line and in the parking areas, wands in hand, keeping 10,000 airplanes from eating each other on the grass. Think about that. 10,000 airplanes on grass, in tight rows, wingtips maybe 3 feet apart, in a Wisconsin July, which means humidity you can taste and temperatures that will cook you if you're not careful. And these are volunteers. They drive to Oshkosh. Many of them pay for their own lodging. They give a week of their lives to stand in the sun and wave airplanes into parking spots, and most of them cannot wait to do it again next year. I talked to a guy named Dennis on the Warbird ramp. He has been doing this for 22 years. 22 years. He showed up the first time because a buddy dragged him along, and he said he was hooked by day two. He told me, and I wrote this down because I wanted to get it right. He said, "The moment a Mustang comes around the corner and you're the one bringing it in, and the pilot leans out and gives you a thumbs up, you understand why you're here." Dennis, I hear you. Now, let me tell you about the actual art of what these folks do, because it is genuinely more complex than it looks from the cockpit.
The parking areas at AirVenture are organized by aircraft type and affiliation. You have the Warbird area, the vintage aircraft section, the home-builts and experimentals, which is enormous, stretching across acres of grass. The ultralight area, the seaplane base over on Lake Winnebago, there are fly-in camping spots where you tie down right next to your tent, and dedicated parking sections with no camping, and each zone has its own dedicated marshalling crew. The wands themselves are simple enough, yellow-lighted wands, the same basic tool used at airports and airfields everywhere, but the communication system the AirVenture marshallers have built over decades is something else entirely. It is part formal signal, part body language, part eye contact, and part pure intuition developed over years of working the same ramp with the same crew. Here is what most pilots do not know. The marshallers are not just pointing you to an empty spot, they are solving a three-dimensional puzzle in real time. They know which rows are filling from which direction. They know which aircraft types fit into which spaces. They know that a Cherokee has a different turning radius than a Bonanza, and they are factoring that in as they wave you through a gap between parked airplanes that looks from the cockpit absolutely impossible.
They are doing all of that while monitoring the aircraft behind you, keeping an eye on prop clearance, watching for spectators who drift toward the movement area, and working in noise that makes voice communication completely useless. Most of this communication is pure visual signal, pure spatial awareness, applied in real time without a pause. I watched a marsherer named Ray working the home-built section for almost an hour one afternoon. Just watched him the way he read each aircraft as it came in. He could tell from the approach angle and the taxi speed whether the pilot was confident or uncertain, and he adjusted his signals accordingly. Wider, slower gestures for someone who looked like they were gripping the yoke a little hard. Quick and precise for the pilots who had done this before and were ready to move. He never stopped reading the ramp in every direction. He was tracking three or four things at once without appearing to track any of them.
I asked him afterward how he learned all of that. He laughed, he said. Year one, I just tried not to get hit. By year five, you start to feel the rhythm of the ramp. That phrase, the rhythm of the ramp, I'm keeping that one, because that is exactly what it is. Any truly busy flight line has a rhythm and a logic, and the people who work it long enough stop thinking about that logic consciously and start feeling it. It becomes instinct. And that instinct is what makes the difference between a ramp that flows and a ramp that stalls. Here is something that surprised me. Many of the yellow shirts are not professional line service workers. They are not airport employees or career ground handlers. They are pilots, mechanics, teachers, accountants. A retired postal worker I met, named Gloria, has been marshalling in the vintage aircraft area for 11 years. In her regular life she flies a 1957 Cessna 170, a beautiful little tail-dragger. She told me that working the ramp at Oshkosh gives her a perspective she never got as a regular event attendee. She sees the aircraft before the crowds do. She is the first person many arriving pilots interact with after hours in the air, she said, and this one got me. She said, that first moment when someone steps out of a beautiful old airplane and just looks around in disbelief that they are actually here, that never gets old. Gloria, I want your job. Because think about who is arriving. Some of these pilots have come from extraordinary distances. People fly to Air Venture from Alaska, from Canada, from Europe. People fly their home builds across the country for the very first time, and the entire build, the months or years of work in the garage, leads to this single moment, rolling to a stop on the grass at Oshkosh. And the first person they see is a yellow shirt with a smile and chocks in both hands. That is ramp culture in its most honest and beautiful form. Now let me give the Fisk arrival its full moment here. Because it is the front door to the entire experience, and the marshallers on the ground are the end of that pipeline. Fisk, Wisconsin, is a small town about 8 miles south of Oshkosh. During Air Venture arrivals, it becomes one of the most famous visual reporting points in all of general aviation. Aircraft follow a set of railroad tracks north, arrive over the town at 1,800 feet above sea level, and a single air traffic controller working from a small building on the ground manages the entire inbound flow using radio calls and light gun signals. You rock your wings when you hear your aircraft type called. You get assigned a runway and a color-coded landing zone, and then you fly it down. It is controlled chaos, and I mean that as the highest possible compliment. Every aircraft that makes it through Fisk eventually rolls off the runway and meets a yellow shirt, and the marshallers know that those pilots just completed one of the more intense arrival sequences in everyday general aviation. Some of them are shaking slightly when they park. Some of them are grinning so wide they can barely talk. The yellow shirts read that too. They know when to give someone a moment to breathe and when to keep the flow moving, because there is another airplane rolling off the runway right behind this one. I stood at the edge of the movement area one morning watching arrivals, and what struck me most was the faces of the pilots. The relief, the joy, that specific, slightly overwhelmed expression that shows up on someone who just did something they are going to be talking about for the rest of their lives. And the first human face in that moment belongs to a volunteer in a yellow shirt. That is not a small thing. That is the first impression of the entire event. Let me tell you about the hours no one sees, because that is where the real commitment shows up. The flight line volunteers begin their work days before the public gates ever open. Parking areas have to be laid out, row markers placed, chocks and tie-down supplies staged and distributed to the right sections. The Warbird ramp requires specific spacing based on aircraft type and wingspan. Some of those machines need particular tie-down points, and the crew needs to know the plan before the aircraft arrives. and the weather does not cooperate just because Air Venture is happening. Wisconsin in late July can deliver thunderstorms that shut down arrivals for hours, followed by a rush when the front passes and 3 hours of backed-up traffic arrives at once. The marshallers have to be ready to go from a dead stop to full intensity with almost no warning, and they cannot afford to be mentally or physically exhausted at exactly that moment. The ramp does not wait for anyone to catch their breath. I asked one of the senior crew coordinators about the hardest part of the job. She said it is not the busy periods, it is the unpredictability, the ability to reset mentally, to stay sharp at the end of a long day in the heat when a new wave of arrivals is rolling in and you are the one making the calls. At the end of the event, when 10,000 aircraft are all trying to depart within about 3 days, the yellow shirts manage that too. Departure sequencing, taxiway flow management, helping aircraft get from tight parking rows to the runway in an orderly sequence that does not gridlock the entire field, and then teardown returning equipment, debriefing what worked and what needs to change for next year. The institutional knowledge inside this volunteer crew is genuinely astonishing. These are people who have watched and solved parking problems at the same airport, on the same grass, year after year. And that knowledge lives entirely in their heads, where the soft spots develop after heavy rain, which row orientation works best in a southwest wind, which section fills first on a heavy arrival day, and exactly when to trigger the overflow plan. One of the long-time crew coordinators, a woman named Patty, who has been volunteering for 16 years, told me the first year she always felt like she was reacting, always behind the flow. By year 5, she started feeling like she was ahead of it. She said the ramp has a personality. It tells you what it needs if you pay attention long enough.
That is true of any ramp. Any truly busy flight line has a rhythm and a logic, and the people who work it long enough absorb that logic into something past conscious thought, something that starts to feel like intuition. The professional equivalent would be the line crew at a major fixed base operator, or FBO, at a busy hub airport. Those crews sequence multiple aircraft simultaneously, juggle fuel trucks and catering rigs and ground power units, all while keeping the ramp moving. That is a skilled and demanding job, and good line crews earn every bit of respect they get. But at Oshkosh it is volunteers, people who love aviation enough to give a week of their time and stand in Wisconsin heat and wave airplanes around with yellow ones, and they do it with a level of professionalism that would make any full-time flight line crew proud. There is a community inside the Yellow Shirt group that I was not expecting to find. These people have their own social fabric, their own traditions, their own in-jokes built up over years of standing side by side in the heat. People who met at Oshkosh working the ramp and had have been friends ever since. Second-generation volunteers whose parents brought them out as kids, and who now show up on their own, carrying the same wands in the same July sun evening gatherings after the ramp closes. Real camaraderie built out of shared purpose. Dennis, the 22-year veteran I mentioned at the top, when I asked what keeps him coming back year after year, he did not talk about the airplanes first, he talked about the people. He said the airplanes are spectacular and anyone would be excited to see them, but the thing that pulls him back every year is the pilots, the stories, the energy of 500,000 people who love the same thing, converging on one field in Wisconsin, and his job is to be the first part of that welcome. "You are the first Oshkosh they experience," he said. "That is something to be. That is absolutely something to be."
If you have flown into Oshkosh before, think about that yellow shirt who waved you to your spot, put the chocks under your wheels, told you which way to walk to the main gate. They gave up real time and real comfort to be there for you at that specific moment, and they were glad to do it. If you have never been, put it on the list. Fly in if there is any way at all you can. The arrival is a rite of passage that nothing else quite replicates in general aviation, and at the end of it, waiting for you in the grass, is a yellow shirt with wands and a grin that means it. Information on Air Venture arrivals and EAA volunteer opportunities is at eaa.org. More from the ramp at radiohanger.com. I'm Ramp. See you at Oshkosh.